How many say hallelujah? Hallelujah. I want to hear somebody rejoice in this place. Why don't you stand up and give God high praise? Right where you are, just start to bless the Lord. Just your holy hands. Thank you, Father. He's a good God. He's a good God. He's a good one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. He's a good God. Somebody say, He's more than enough. Hallelujah. So say, He's more than enough. Say it again. He's more than enough. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why don't you just sit down right where you are? Hallelujah. Everybody's trying to find out. Amen. Everybody's trying to find themselves. Anybody heard people try to find themselves, trying to find out who they are and what they're trying to be? Anybody figured that out? Well, today I figured something out. The fastest way to find out who you are is to find out who you're not. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Find out who you're not, then you really find out who you are. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why don't you turn with me to Mark chapter 10. How many talk about, everybody say the word lack.
Lack.
How many never want to be in lack again?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Mark chapter 10. We're going to jump around a place. Verse 27. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Everybody look at somebody and say,
With God.
All things
are possible.
I want you to think about an impossible situation or an impossible thing. Anything you're dealing with that seems like an impossibility that just won't turn around. I tell you what, with people, it's impossible. But I'm here to tell you tonight, praise the Lord, with God, all things. Somebody say, all things.
All things.
Absolutely everything is possible.
Amen.
And there are certain things that seem, you got to get your faith increased to the level to where you believe in the God that can do anything.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We need to increase our faith to the supernatural, right? Because with God, all things are possible to him that believes. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
How many need some possibility tonight? Hope do you need some Amen. Possibility tonight, precious? You came back again. Praise God. Amen. I'm here to tell you that you've got some hope tonight. Amen.
Amen.
You got a reason. You've got possibility in your life. Amen.
Amen.
There's nothing too high for you. Amen. Somebody say
Amen.
Praise God. Because
Amen.
With God, and he is with you. He said, Lo, I'll be with you always and forever, even until the end of time. And when you get the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you, how many have been baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues?
Amen.
Well, that's God on the inside of you. And you know what? That God on the inside, he said, with God. Somebody say, with God. Well, not only is he with you, but he's in you. Amen. All things are possible. So we say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Say it again. How many of you want to stretch your faith to start to do impossible things?
Amen.
Start to work wonders and see signs and wonders start to happen in your life.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you. I'm getting to the point in my life, people. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I'm just getting to the point in my life. I figured out life is so short.
Yeah.
Life is so short. You know what? You know, and people think, well, life is so short, I got to do all these things in the world. I got to do all couples, all the things. I tell you what, life is so short, I got to hurry up and start work some wonders.
Amen.
I got to hurry up and start to work some miracles, some signs and wonders, because life is so short.
Yes.
I don't got time to waste. Amen.
Yes.
I don't got time to put on the side. I want to see Jesus in his power and his glory demonstrated through my life, because life is short.
Yes.
And the best thing that we can do with these short lives of ours is start to do impossible things. Somebody say,
yes.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. I tell you what, why don't we jump on over again? Hallelujah. Go over here to Mark chapter 10. Stay in that verse right there, chapter right there. And go to verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when Jesus heard that it was, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Everybody say mercy.
Mercy.
Say it again, mercy.
Mercy.
Glory to God. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
You got to learn how to cry out when you want something from God.
Amen.
Amen. Not just to be seen, not just be heard of people. Amen. But you got a breakthrough that you need. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
You got to let your need be made known. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
Draw attention to yourself with your praise. Somebody say, hallelujah, I have need. Say, God, have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Hallelujah. We want God to find us under the haystack. You know, if God's blessings come around, we want him to find us under the haystack, in the closet, everywhere else. Amen. But I tell you what, blind Bartimaeus knew he needed a miracle. He needed God to do something for him, so he started to cry out. Somebody say, cry out. There are some situations in your life that you need to cry out to God for. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, you just got to bow your knees in prayer and worship. Amen. And just start to cry out and say, I'm believing God for the impossible. Amen. Amen. You know, when you cry out for something, you put yourself on the spot.
Amen.
Shut up. You ever heard people say, shut up.
Yeah.
Don't want to hear all that stuff. I don't want to hear that. You're crazy for believing that. Amen. But God is a God that can do anything. Somebody say,
yes.
He's a God that makes impossible things possible.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't you cry out? Don't be quiet about crying out for miracles. Somebody say, I don't want to hear all that stuff anymore. I'm crying out for miracles. Amen?
Amen.
And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Hallelujah. How do you like that? How would you like to have that kind of prayer life, that kind of faith that causes God to stand still? Somebody say, hallelujah. Jesus was on his way, something else. I tell you what, faith stops God on your and turns him around to come to you. You know, that woman that had the issue of blood, Jesus was on his way someplace else, and that woman reached out and touched Jesus, and Jesus stopped where he was and said, somebody touch me. Faith interrupted the plan, and it brought God's attention to their situation. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you what, so many people want to gain attention. I tell you what, get some faith and cry out to God in faith. It'll get God's attention. It'll cause him to shine a light your direction and your way. Somebody say, faith,
faith
gets attention.
Gets attention.
I mean, you need a breakthrough. You need a deliverance. You need a miracle. You need God to come through. Amen. Put your faith out there and make some noise about it.
Amen.
Everybody else say, shut up. We don't want to hear all this other stuff. Be quiet. Be quiet. But Jesus stopped. Somebody say, thank God.
Amen. Thank God.
Don't you stop until Jesus stops by. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you stop till he stops. Somebody say, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, y'all are quiet in here tonight. We're going to learn something about faith.
Amen.
We're going to learn something about faith. That man was tired of being blind, wasn't he?
Amen.
And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
I tell you what, when you're about to have a miracle, right before the miracle, God says, listen, you be of good comfort. When you're standing in faith, don't shake in your boots.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah. Notice that he cried out to Jesus. He needed a miracle, but he wasn't necessarily crying for his miracle, but he was crying out to Jesus. If you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all those other things that you desire, they'll be added unto you. Amen. So Jesus turned around and said, listen, I tell you what, you're about to get a miracle. Before I can give you your miracle, you need to calm down. Say, be of good comfort. So say, be of good comfort. Get nice and drunk in the Holy Ghost. You know, he's our comforter. The Holy Ghost is our comforter. He's our friend. Amen. He's our paraclete. Amen. So he said, look, be of good comfort. Look at somebody and tell them, be of good comfort. You're not going to get a miracle from God worried.
Amen.
You're not going to get a miracle from God worried about stuff. Amen. You're not going to get a miracle from God crying about stuff. You cry out to Jesus. Amen. Then stop crying about that situation. Get yourself some comfort. Say, God never let me down. Say, I've been young, now I've been old. Amen. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor its seed begging for bread. You won't get your need met until you stop crying about it, glory to God, and get some faith about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We can cry about it for years, glory to God, or we can get that need met. Jesus turned around and said, you just cry. He didn't turn around and hug him and say, oh, just let it all out, honey. Just let it all out. He said, no, be of good comfort.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. How do you like to tell a blind person, be comfortable? Before he healed him, he said, listen, you be of good comfort. Some of your situations, you need to let the devil know that Jesus can comfort you even in this mess. Even before the breakthrough, you can have a deliverance. Amen.
Amen.
Even before you get your money, you can shout. He didn't have to bring me. I'm going to come out one way or the other. You hear me? I'm going to make it out. But I'm not going to wait before I make it out, before I start to give God the praise. Amen?
Amen.
Listen, don't wait for the battle to be over to shout. You should shout now. You know in the end you're going to win.
Yes.
That's faith. Amen. That's faith. I dare you start to shout and start to praise God for what you know he's about to do.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So Jesus stood still, hallelujah,
amen,
and commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise. Someone say, arise. Get up. See, every once in a while, you need to tell people, amen. They say, listen, be of good comfort and get up. Some of you people, listen, you need to arise in your faith before you get your miracle. Amen. Don't expect him to come to, you know, he'll come to where you are sometime, but stop laying on the ground crying and begging. Amen. Arise and be of good comfort and stand up in faith and get your miracle.
Yes.
You can stand up right where you are. Amen.
Yes.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stand up in believing for what you need that Friday. Amen. Arise in faith and stand there. Say, I'm going to make it through this. I don't know how. I don't know. You know what? You got to have that. That's what faith is all about. Faith stands stuff. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Everybody stand up just for a second. I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care what you're going through. I'm here to tell you right now that you need to be of good comfort.
Amen.
Be of good comfort. And you need to stand in faith. Hallelujah. There was one scripture in Acts. I like it. Said Jesus, Paul told the people, listen, oh, sir, don't fear. Be of good comfort, for I believe God. It'll be even as it was told me. Sit down.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to rush here. Amen. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what will thou that I should do unto thee? See, and many people don't realize that people go up there and just want to cry about stuff, but cry and don't tell God what you want. Faith asks you sometime to your face, what do you want?
That's right.
Says you have not because you ask not. Glory
That's
to God.
Right.
You got to get specific about what you need from God, what you're standing in faith for. Somebody say, get up.
Get up.
First, before you get up, you got to have some comfort. Somebody say, wipe them tears out of your eyes and stand up. Amen. You're not going to fall down again. Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you, you're not going to fall down. Stand up and face what God, you know, face those things in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many thank God you're still standing? The devil said, oh, I'm going to knock you down for good.
Amen.
You'll never, I don't want to see your face again. Glory to God. But you're still standing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, I'm still here. Through the storm and through the rain. Still here. Through sickness and through pain, I'm still here. Hallelujah. Through all kind of stuff, I'm still here. Amen. Talked about, lied about, cheated, ripped off, glory to God, but still here by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Still here. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise praise you, Father.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, what will thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my faith. And Jesus said unto him, go your way. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. He said, go your way. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go on about your business. As if you're already healed. As if you're already delivered. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Your faith has made you whole.
Yes.
Somebody say, faith,
faith
will make you whole. Glory to God.
Whole.
Faith will fill those broken voids in your life. Glory to God.
Amen.
Faith works and faith is real. Amen. Whatever is missing, faith will make it right.
Yes.
And somebody say, and immediately. Somebody say, immediately.
Immediately.
He received his sight and follow Jesus in the way. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
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 So we know we need to what? When you have an issue, talk to Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you. It's nothing wrong with talking to God. You know, you talk to God about stuff, he'll come through.
Amen.
It might look impossible, but he'll still come through. You don't know what kind of faith we have to stand in to do what God told us to do, but we can talk to Jesus. Somebody say, talk to him.
Talk to
have
him.
A little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble.
Amen.
He will answer by and by. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, talk to him.
Talk to him.
Amen. Talk to him. I dare you to do it tonight. Amen. Cry out to God. Amen. And then God, listen, cry out to God and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And that attitude, let me tell you what, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you've done. If you just cry out to God, he'll have mercy. Amen. He'll stop. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. It'll stop the wind. Somebody say, glory to God. Jesus has the ability to stop the storms, the wind, and the waves. Glory to God. He'll stop lions from tearing you up. Somebody say, it'll stop. If Jesus stands still, don't you think your situation will stand still? Glory to God. If Jesus stands still, don't you think the bill collector will stand still? Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say, peace.
Peace.
Be still. Hallelujah. You need to let the devil know nothing's going to change in my life until he moves. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody say, when you call on Jesus, the next one will move. You got to believe this. You call on Jesus, say, the next thing going to change in this situation is God. God's going to be the next thing that moves.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's quick on the draw. It's like you're at a standoff between the devil. Amen? You're up there with the devil. The devil's facing you about to shoot off. Amen? I tell you what, if you just got faith and you stand in confidence, amen, God's bullet's faster.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, the next move in my life.
When I stand in faith,
is God.
Is God.
He's quicker.
He's quicker.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
thank you, Father.
Thank you.
He'll be there if you put your trust in him. Hallelujah. Be of good comfort, arise. He calleth thee. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
then that's really neat when they say he calleth thee. So many people want to walk in faith, but they don't know their calling.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that here he talked about in the way. He said, and go thy way. Somebody say, go thy way. And notice after that, he didn't go his way, but whose way did he go?
Jesus' way.
See, people that know where they're going, amen, get what they want from God.
Amen.
See, Jesus knew on the inside that his way was the righteous way, the path of God. Somebody say, hallelujah. What does it look like when things don't turn, look like they're going to turn around? I still got to stand in faith.
Amen.
When you don't see nothing coming, amen. When you don't hear the sound of rain, amen? Go over here to Acts chapter 27. Hallelujah. Praise God.
You,
praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost, somebody, for me. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Start to bless the Lord. Right here, look at this situation. in Acts chapter 27. It says right here, in verse 27, verse 10, "And said unto them," Paul said unto these people, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the landing of the ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul." So here was Paul on this boat, getting ready to go on this boat, and he heard from God, said, "Don't get on this thing." He said, "This ship's you're going to have a rough ride. There are certain things you're not supposed to do." Amen. He tried to tell him, you know, don't be dumb. I've heard God. See, some people want to be hard-headed. They don't want to hear the wisdom of the Lord. They want to hear the wisdom of God, and God's trying to save him some time, save him some stuff. You better leave that woman alone, glory to God. You better leave that man alone. You better get out of that thing, glory to God. I perceive there's going to be much hurt and harm. He got a word from God that, listen, there's a better way. And they decided not to take the better way. How many met people that didn't want to take the high road? Amen. They didn't want to take the high road. They didn't want to take the closest road. Amen. And people get out there. How many have been in situations? You grow up in situations where you weren't in control. Maybe your parents took the low road sometime, and you knew as a child, amen, that ain't the right way to go. Amen. And I perceive that this way is going to cause us much harm.
Yes.
Anybody ever been like that? Maybe you got the wrong spouse, and that spouse, you just can't stop them from going that direction. You say, "I perceive this thing's going to cause us much harm." But they don't listen to you. Amen. They don't listen to you. So they go on in their own way. Amen. And he said, "And the ownership more than Paul. And because the haven was not accommodated to winter in the part." Well, anyhow, this big storm came on. Paul was right. Somebody say, Paul was right.
Paul was right.
Here they were out there in the midst of this boat, ready to die. And everybody is screaming and hollering. And Paul, how'd you like to be in Paul's case where God told him not to, you know, that there's going to be a problem on this boat, and he's on the boat anyhow, and God told you. Somebody said, "Well, God told me, I guess it's my time to go out." Knowing that he missed God. Amen. How'd you like to be in a situation where you miss God, and then all of a sudden you're going to pay the consequences of it? Somebody say mercy.
Mercy.
Say mercy again.
Mercy.
Well, what does that mean? Amen. What do you do when you miss God? Amen. You get out there beyond yourself and you feel like your ship's about to sink. Anybody in any sinking ships? Amen. How many days you got before a sink ship? Any sunken ships out there? Ships on the way down? I need to know. I can leave this alone. Any sunken ships?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say hallelujah. Say he's standing in faith. Glory to God. You can stand in faith in a sinking ship. Glory to God.
Praise God.
But listen to me. Hallelujah. Now jump on down here. And now listen. Jesse, read for me this real quick. Verse 13. Get this mic. Is this mic on? Hallelujah. Somebody say, "Thank you, Jesus." Somebody say, "Hallelujah."
Hallelujah.
We're going to get you out of here by 9:30. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Somebody say, "I'm going to believe God."
God.
Say it again.
I'm going to believe God.
Hallelujah. Give me this verse 13, Jesse.
That yours?
Yeah.
"And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon," or whatever. "And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, strake sail, and so were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed with the tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away."
Everybody say, all hope.
All hope.
Taken away.
Taken away.
Hoped and left the building. Amen.
Yes.
How many got in some situation where you just lost all hope for it? This ain't never going to get better. I don't see any way out of this. Amen. They were on a ship, and that thing looked real rough. Somebody say, it looked pretty hopeless.
It looked pretty hopeless.
Keep on reading.
But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me.
Right there. Thank you. Amen. Someone say, Wherefore, sirs?
Wherefore, sirs?
Be of good cheer.
Be of good cheer.
For I believe God.
For I believe God.
Say it again. Wherefore, sirs?
Wherefore, sirs?
Be of good cheer.
Be of good cheer.
For I believe God. It shall be even as it was told me, for I believe God. Somebody say, Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Say it again. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say it again. Praise the Lord.
Praise.
He said, Now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship.
Amen.
Somebody say, Thank God.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, Get excited.
Get excited.
See, when you're about to get your miracle, see, they were in the midst of, how would you like to be out there in the midst of a storm, look like everything's going to go down, and somebody tell you, Get happy. Get excited. Right when the thing's real messed up. Amen. Somebody say, Be of good comfort. And be of good cheer. Shout when you don't feel, when you feel like crying.
Amen.
Amen. He said, no, he didn't wait. Now, when y'all get to dry land, you're going to shout. He didn't say that, did he?
Uh-uh.
He said, once you get over to the dry land, once you get out of this boat, I want you all to cheer up. Amen. They all had lost hope. Even without hope, they were supposed to do what? Be of good cheer.
Amen.
Some say, be happy.
Said,
be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life on this ship. Somebody say, Wherefore, sirs, verse 25, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Somebody say, Thank God.
Thank God.
You better hold on to the word of God and get your cheer from the word of God.
Amen.
If your cheerfulness comes from outward circumstances, you're going to be in trouble. Amen. If you're cheer, see, you wouldn't be able to be. See, you couldn't hide with Paul because he'd tell you to be cheerful in the midst of the storm when it looks like you're going to lose your life and everything's going to be lost. Amen.
Amen.
You already loosened ship. Some people loosened ship, hocking this, hocking that. Amen. Lighten the load. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. For I believe God.
It shall be.
Even.
As
it was told me. Say it again.
It shall be.
Even as it was told me. So be of good cheer. Has any good thing been told you?
Hallelujah.
Has God told you any good thing? Has God promised you anything that's yet to come to pass? Even if you're in the midst of a ship that looks like things are all messed up. Do you hear me? Rejoice, for that word that God gave you will come to pass. God will not a man that he should lie. Amen.
Amen.
You'll get exactly what you need from God. Amen.
Amen.
So be of good comfort. Be of good cheer. Then watch your miracle come to pass.
Amen.
Amen. He tells you to comfort up and to cheer up before your breakthrough. Amen. Hallelujah. Stop crying and start to rejoice, for God's about to do something. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. So just bless the Lord with all of your heart. Why don't you stand up right where you are? And I want you to think, remember the word of God towards you. Remember the word of God towards you. Somebody say, Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
And I want you to think about the ship. Some people have gotten shipwrecked in their faith because they refuse to get cheerful and believe God. Paul even used that term, shipwrecked, have become shipwrecked in their faith. Glory to God. You don't have to become shipwrecked in your faith. You can cause your faith to come alive even in the midst of the storm.
Amen.
You're going to be able to do what God told you you're going to do. I don't care how rough it looks. I don't care what it is. You're going to get to the other side, and that word that God gave you, it's going to come to pass.
Yes.
So rejoice.
Yes.
I believe God.
Hallelujah.
You must say that. I believe God.
I believe God.
More than my circumstances.
More than my circumstances.
I believe God.
I believe God.
More than every one of the devil's lies.
More than every one of the devil's lies.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father.
I believe God more than timing.
Amen.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Father.
I believe God more today than I did yesterday. And I'm believing more tomorrow.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's going to be even as it was told us. I don't know how. Don't care. I just know it's going to be that way. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Therefore, we must rejoice.
Praise.
Get our faith together. Amen.
Praise.
And watch this thing manifest. Then just start to bless God and get cheerful about it. Just in these last moments. I dare to get cheerful.
Praise you,
God. I dare to get cheerful.
Thank you, Jesus.
I dare you to get cheerful. I dare you to bless the Lord. I dare you to get excited. I dare you to start to worship God. You're not going to go under. God's going to work that thing out for you.
Yes.
Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world.
Yes. I believe God. It will be even as it's told to me.
Salabandari ubushakrabadadadu musharabiyadavaka. Rangiribushalabaharahaya. Hallelujah. Thank you. Say, I won't give up my confidence. I won't give up my faith. No, 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 no. Hallelujah. Say, I'm going to make it out of this. I'm going to make it out of this. Watch. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we believe you for the supernatural.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we believe you for the supernatural. Hallelujah. Father, we believe you for the supernatural. We need you, O God. There is nothing too hard for you. Hallelujah. With God, all things are possible. Father God, we call forth your power. We call forth your spirit over this situation. Amen. Right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for all the necessary resources to come to your people, that they're able to do everything they're supposed to do. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call you forth your power to shine. Bring it in from the north, south, the east, and the west. Give them the faith to take hold of your abundance. In the name of Jesus, you got a plan. But they're only going to grab a hold of that plan by faith. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, God, you're going to come through.
God, you're going to come through.
God, you are going to come through. Just speak it out right now. You got 3 minutes. God, you're going to come through. God, you're going to come through. It shall be even as it was told me. I dare you to keep saying that. It's going to be even as it was told me. I believe God. I believe God. Hallelujah. I believe God. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, I expect to see manifestations take place immediately. I expect to turn around right away. I'm talking in faith now. I got that spirit of faith on me now. I got that spirit of faith on me now. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I sense that anointing of faith in manifestation right now. I sense that anointing of faith. Hallelujah. I sense the anointing of faith, great faith. Hallelujah. The gift of faith in manifestation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Just get in agreement with God. Just get in agreement with God. God's looking to bless somebody right now. God's looking to bless somebody right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Amen. 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 Salabanda Rabu Shalamahai. Get a vision. Get a vision right now. Hallelujah. 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 Do you believe God can bring you out?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I got 3 minutes. Do you believe God can bring you out?
Amen.
You know He's got that power?
Yes, He does.
Oh, my Lord. You believe He can turn that situation around and you end up blessed?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your heavenly name.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe God can turn that thing around? I'm messing with this a little bit because I just sense it in my spirit. There's a situation that needs to turn around. There's a situation that needs to turn around, and God said, I can do it. He said, try me. Try me. He said, get a hold of some faith and watch me turn that thing around. I know you've heard it before. Glory God, but God's telling me right now, I can turn it around. I'll blow your mind. He said, I'll blow your mind. He said, I'll turn this church around. Glory to God. And if He turns this church around, I know He can turn your stuff around. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Plug up to God. Plug up to that supernatural faith and get a hold of that revelation tonight. Wherefore, sirs, I believe God. It will be even as it was told me. It's more than just saying it out of your mouth. You got to believe it in your heart. You got to believe it in your heart. And if you get that word on the inside of your heart, I guarantee you God will turn that thing around. Breakthrough. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Father. We love you, Father. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just do something in faith right now. Just move in faith right now. Take a step of faith right now. I dare you to take a step of faith right now. I dare you to take a step of faith right now. I dare you to take a step of faith right now. I dare you to take a step of faith right now. I dare you to take a step of faith right now. I dare you to take a step of faith right now. I dare you to take a step of faith right now. I dare you to get out and believe God right now. I dare you right now in the name of Jesus. I dare you to get out in that aisle and just lift up holy hands and magnify God with everything you got. I dare you. I dare you to call forth that job that you believe in God for. I dare you. La kata bahasa. Ha 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 ha. I dare you. Hallelujah. I dare you. I dare you to get out there and stretch your faith. I dare you to call out to God for mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Then laugh at the devil. Then laugh at the devil. Then laugh at the devil. Think of everything he's done the last 5 years and laugh at him.
Devil, she's mine. You can't have her.
Think about everything he's done and laugh. Think about everything he tried to do and laugh. Think about what he tried to do and laugh at him. Think about what he tried to steal and laugh at him. Ha 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 ha. Ha. Ha 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 ha. Gotta get out of here. Ha 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 ha. Laugh at the devil. You're about to get a breakthrough. Laugh at the devil. You're about to get a breakthrough. Something's on the way. Laugh at the devil. You better move in faith. Better be obedient and do it by faith. Laugh at the devil. You're about to get a breakthrough. You're about to get a breakthrough. God's about to create something. God's about to create something for you. Laugh at the devil. God's about to bring something into existence for you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. It's going to be all right. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do you feel lifted in faith?
Amen.
Do you feel lifted in faith?
Amen.
Expect your miracle.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
My God, what kind of faith do we have in here tonight? Go on, girl. Just go on. Go on. Go on. Go on and rejoice.
Glory, hallelujah.
Ah. I'd get busy if I were you. I'd get busy with my praise. Ha! Yes! 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 That's what it requires. That's what it requires. That's what it requires. That's what it requires. Don't you worry about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah. Look like you got some faith. Arise and look like you got faith. Look like everything's all right. Walk like a faith man, woman of God. Hallelujah. Look good. Hallelujah. Bratosobarahana. Put your hands like everything's all right.
Praise God. Praise God. Ooh, that's too much. Praise Jesus.
Don't take it back. Say, I'll take it. Well, bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I just keep hearing it. I just keep hearing over and over again. If they'd walk in faith. If they stand in faith and walk in faith, amen, and do it, there's a breakthrough there. There's a breakthrough there. God wants to come through, amen. There's a higher grace, substance, and power going to come through to fix that situation. If they just walk in faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Speak over your situation just for 2 seconds. I know. Just speak it over. Hallelujah. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, call every need met. We call every ministry filled. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your will be done, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Appreciated being with y'all tonight. Hallelujah. Glory, did you get something back there? Yes. What was your word, dear? Y'all can sit down just for a second. What was your word, hon? Huh? Doing okay back there, Brother Rex? We got to get out of here, but it's so good. It's just so good, y'all. How you doing, Hope? Gonna be all right, dear? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
You know what? What happened here just a minute ago when we were. You know what I'm talking about. Well, but it was a peaceful thing.
Uh-huh. Come and tell us.
God just told me in my spirit that it was. And I told him, I said, look, I, you know, there's nothing I can do.
before. Stand up and say it. Thank you, Jesus.
You know me, I'm not a real radical. You know,
yeah, you are.
Well, you know, I'm pretty quiet. Praise God. I know it's good.
And His anointing will overshadow you, and that anointing will bring you hope. That anointing will bring you great faith. Cause you to stand up when everyone falls. Know that you're marked with a destiny. You notice you're marked with a purpose. Glory to God. And that purpose will come to pass. It's the purpose of God. You are called to be blessed. You're called to be prosperous. And watch it manifest around you. Yea. Even now I make a way for you. I create new beginnings. I open new doors. Be filled ye with the Spirit, amen, and with the hearing ear, that you may be able to hear my voice and follow my lead and be blessed where I tell you to be blessed. Yoko dubu stala nana du stake it about the astavra to stake it amen on the high. Langranda dudu stala bahai, yo to suba huva di stake it amahan. Rangando no stada di shalabanda, yo stake it ahan, the hesed high. Baka sambra katara du stala high. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yana no no stella bandri bustaba do stick it up at the dinning in the high. Rabba do bustara do bustara do stana handa rake it high. Yata asana, I shall strengthen you. Langra maha, cause you not to fall. Lagra baduda bazaza, because I've called you by my name. Longrom bunduna no stada hama, my calling will sustain you. Rabba do bustala bada. Break it in the husaha. And I'll bless you because I want to. Expect it to come in like a mighty rushing river. Rangandona bastata bada dustala bada de bustikamaha. Get ready. Along Rambanustala bada dustakamahanda de bustaka de bustanaha. Vopatapa sukar no hustikamahana hana. Anchor yourself in God. Langarambananustala bada lubusavahana nahashikihi. Yata hasadaha. Yeah, you've had the waves of challenges and the waves of difficulty. Langarambaha, but it has not shaken you. You still remain. Glory to God. The next wave is the wave of God's blessing. It'll be stronger than any wave of opposition you've ever had. Don't be shaken even in that. Amen. Stand strong in the faith and discipline. Yes, it comes with purpose. And I just sense that it's unexpected. It's a created thing. I don't understand it. It's a created thing that God's going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Isn't He wonderful? Shaquille, can I have a hug? Then we let these people go, dear. So girls are trip. Well, I love you guys. We're going to be here Friday night at 8 o'clock. Amen. Y'all, what is the details? I don't know what the details are. Does anybody know what the details are?
Do you know what the details are Saturday?
I believe the women's have, or y'all have, the women are having a meeting on this Saturday. Okay, y'all need to sign up and register. They're rolling this one on their own. Hallelujah. Other than that, you people rejoice in God. Keep the word in your heart. And expect your breakthrough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I got my hug. Somebody feed this girl good. She is solid.
I eat chili.
You eat chili? There's more than chili in there, huh? I mean, that girl is solid. I'm gonna put her some boxing gloves, ain't it?